quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Filthy Tom is here today. What a weekend we had, but we'll get to that. Raw is tonight. We got a bunch of stuff announced for Raw. 7 segments announced for the show. And that includes title matches, appearances by big stars. We got WrestleMania coming up. So we'll tell you about what's going on there. NXT is tomorrow. We got 6 segments announced for that show. And Dynamite on Wednesday, we already have 5 segments announced for Dynamite. Which is good, because sometimes on Mondays, we got like 1 segment. So lot to talk about there. We got the SmackDown show from Friday to talk about. There were 2 nights of taped collision. 1 hour Saturday and Sunday following the NBA game. I have not seen either of those, but not a lot happened outside of the injury to Josh Alexander, who hopefully won't be out a long time, but apparently it does not look good for his knee. He's had a knee issue for a long time. And when we know more, we'll let you know. But all the best wishes to him. We'll also talk about the death of Dennis Condrey of the Midnight Express. One of my favorite wrestlers. You hear me? Wrestlers of that era. We'll also talk about what's going on with Tom Brady and Jelly Roll and a lot of stuff, actually. I'm trying to think about what we didn't talk about. We didn't have a show Friday, so I got to go back quite a way. We got Nielsen changes. We got the update on Braun Breaker, John Cena's future. Everything's gone off Peacock, where it is now. We got a lot to get into, so we're not going to waste any time. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country. From defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products, he has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Joined by my broadcast partner, Filthy Tom Lawler. How you feeling today, Tom?
Not too bad.
We had a busy weekend.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a bit tired.
Yeah.
From the weekend, but a lot of action that I'm not used to.
Tom and I went to the Relentless show this weekend, and we saw something that we could not abide, Tom. And both of us hit the ring, and somehow, in a match that we weren't even in, you and I managed to get beaten again. We both got pinned. I guess really when you think about it, I'd have it no other way.
I mean, that was not an official
It wasn't.
Pinfall.
But how did we manage to get in the ring as basically the Chop and Roll Express again, and in a match we weren't even in, both get pinned? I don't know, man.
Would you like to provide some more insight as to what happened? Well, what actually happened?
We were watching a match, and I mean, it was a six-man battle. Actually, six-person battle. You should be explaining this. It actually started as like a handicap match, and then Effie got involved, and then like it was an elimination match, and pretty soon Chase James was about to just do a terrible thing to his wife. I couldn't handle it. I hit the ring, and then he tased me. I don't remember anything after that. And then like you hit the ring, apparently, and then made a comeback on your fake hip, and then you got tased, right?
It's a real hip.
Well, I know that, it's not, but like, no, it's like a it's fake, a real fake hip. It's made of titanium.
I didn't fake getting a new hip.
It's not made of bones. Hip. It's made of titanium. It's a
that
fake hip.
That doesn't mean it's fake. It's artificial.
Well, anyway, so how did it feel?
Getting low blowed,
yeah, and tased
at the end of making a comeback. I mean, I'm fine.
Yeah, tougher than me, dude.
What's really important is that even if you count those pinfalls against us, we still won the match.
Basically, we did.
I think technically we were on
the winning team.
If we were on that team, then we technically did win. So.
Yeah, I think we were. Yeah. So. Well, congratulations to Ashley in her debut match. Got the big win. And Tom and I got the big loss. But hey, I had a lot of fun. Those Northern Quest casino shows are a lot of fun. That casino is awesome.
Hosted by Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, also, Rob Van Dam was there.
Somewhat hosted by Christopher Daniels and Christopher Bay.
Yeah, Chris Bay was there. That's actually,
The opening contest was Royce Isaacs and Alex Zane, followed by Brittany Brooks and Lacey Lane, followed by the Good Brothers taking on the Bollywood Boys.
The heel Bollywood Boys.
Hey, love that butter chicken. Can't get enough.
They were hated. It's awesome.
The match that we were involved in, and then TJP versus Mike Santana.
Great
a
match.
Crazy six-person ladder match, and Jonathan Gresham versus Alan Angels in the main event.
Also a great match. There's a lot of great wrestling there on that show. But yeah. Well, when we know when the next one's going to be, you guys should go out there to Spokane and check it out. I took my kids to that casino, and they had a blast. A blast! The kids' play place, and
it's called Kids Quest.
Kids Quest. They had a whole row just for kids at the show, and my daughter's most vivid memory is after the Bad Apples match, the ladder match.
He's not the Bad Apple. He's
Brian Keith,
the bounty hunter.
He's a Bad Apple after this. He goes out there, and these kids are heckling him, and one of them flips him off, and Brian Keith, he starts taking off his belt like he's going to whip these kids, and basically went sprinting. I thought she was going to sprint all her way out of the casino and run her way back to Seattle, and that's all she talked about all the way home. Is that guy really going to whip us, Daddy? I was like, I don't think so, but you know what? You better be careful, because you never know. So there you go. It was a fun weekend. It'll all be up on the Relentless YouTube page as well. Relentless PNW. So head up there and check it out. Tom, do you remember old Dennis Condrey? Midnight Express?
A little bit before my time, to be fair. I don't have any vivid memories of Dennis Condrey.
Dennis Condrey.
But I know you do.
Oh,
from
man.
Listening to you talk about those Midnight Express squashes last night.
Well, the thing was, if you watch those old, there was like, we would go through all the Mid-Atlantic and the NWA World Championship Wrestling television show, and you know, they would always have these it was a studio wrestling show. And so, you know, there'd be like a main event or something. And of course, if the main event ended early, there would be an actual standby match where it was supposed to be on the show. But, you know, sometimes you would just see, you know, there'd be a lot of prelim matches and, you know, a guy would get a big win and then maybe there'd be an angle or something like that. It was nothing like television today. But the Midnight Express, I mean, they would always have the best squash matches because, I mean, this is probably one of the reasons that I hate watching squash matches. Like, no one knows how to do a squash match anymore. They don't even know what it is. The idea of a prelim match, an enhancement match, is just that. The jobber is there to enhance the star, not the other way around. And so your jobbers would just be these pasty, white, skinny, fat,
frumpy indie nerds.
Just, I mean, even worse, just, I mean, geeks. And they would go out there and they just get shellacked for like 3 minutes. And it was like, I don't know, man. There was nothing more fun than watching these stars destroy these nerds. But the Midnight Express, you know, they would not only beat up nerds, but they would go out there and here's all of the greatest spots that we can do here. And it would just be like, this one crazy double team. This guy's going to do a brain buster, and the other guy's going to come off with a big knee drop, but then lift him up. Then we're going to do another one. It was just high spot, high spot, high spot, high spot. The nerds never got anything unless, you know, every now and then they do an enhancement match and they throw in Mike Jackson, for example. And, like, you could tell the Midnights respected Mike Jackson because they'd give him a couple of spots and they'd bounce around him for a while. But then, you know, Mike Jackson would tag in the nerd, and then they would just brutalize this guy. They'd just kill him. And it was like, it was funny because it was like, you know, sometimes you see people make these oh, you know, it's nothing but high spots and flippy-doos and everything in AEW. And it's like, that was exactly what the Midnight Express did. I mean, if they could have done flippy-doos and Meltzer drivers, like, they would have done it. They would have taken these jobbers and give them a Meltzer driver, and then they would give them an Indie Taker, and then they would have given them all of that if they could have done that stuff. Instead, they did every high spot that they could do in these squash matches. And then, like, every now and then an actual team would come in. And, oh, my God, it's the Rock and Roll Express. And then you'd have the Rock and Roll Express versus the Midnight Express. It's like some impromptu match out of nowhere. And it would just be, like... But then they wouldn't do all of the high spots. It would just be like, you know, some crazy brawl, and they would get some heat, and then there'd be an incredible comeback, and the Midnights bump all over the place, and these fans are just going, what? It's not a little studio show. There's like, I don't know, 100 people in there, but, I mean, they're making more noise than like a lot of the shows you watch nowadays with 11,000 people. They're just going wild. And Dennis Condrey was just such a great heel. He was mean looking, and he was thick, and he just beat on you and pound on you and beat you down. But when it was time to sell, like, this guy would go flying. He'd do high backdrops and the whole thing. I mean, I absolutely loved, like, Dennis Condrey. Bobby Eaton was, you know, he was incredible, and he was great, and I loved him. But there was just something about Dennis Condrey that was just like, he was so awesome. And, you know, Bobby Eaton died many years ago. And Dennis Condrey, you know, he made an appearance, I think, for AEW a couple of years ago, and he wrestled through, I think, like the early 2010s, and, you know, then did a little bit with WWE, developmental, but, you know, he was a great tag team territorial worker, and I just loved Dennis Condrey. He was just great. So if you guys get a chance, like, go up onto the WWE YouTube page, The Vault, and go through a bunch of Dennis Condrey matches, and you will see a guy, like, you want to talk about knowing how to work, like, really work. The Midnight Express, Dennis Condrey, and that guy was awesome. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What do you think about Tom Brady in WrestleMania, Tom?
I hope he gets involved. Shows all these guys what being a real athlete is all about.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Because there is, you know, what Tom Brady says has some validity to it.
Does it have as much validity as that John Moxley quote from last week?
No, that is the most true quote I've ever heard of my life.
Yes, Tom Brady and WWE are in discussions. We actually have been talking about this for a while. And I can't remember what show I was talking about it on. I think it was this show, but... You know, it sort of ties into that whole Ricochet thing, where you know, he made the tweet and literally it was like up for days. No one from AEW told him to do. And finally, I guess the story coming out is, I guess it was Chris Hero that talked to him and was like, "Dude, what are you doing here?" And he finally pulled it down. But you know, I was comparing, like, what would have happened if somebody in WWE would have tweeted that? Like, how long do you think that would have been up before it was pulled? And the answer is, like, 30 seconds at best. And, you know, there's pros and cons, obviously, to having freedom. But at the end of the day, I think that there should be a social media policy with AEW. But the point of this is, as soon as Tom Brady started making fun of wrestling...
Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, there should be a social media policy, but you shouldn't even have to use it.
Well, exactly. You're absolutely correct. But, like, obviously people do, because, anyway, the point of all of this
is, someone who says a lot of dumb stuff in their life, you got to be a little bit more careful, you know? I mean, come on.
The point of all of this is, as soon as Tom Brady started making fun of wrestling, and a bunch of WWE performers started responding, hello! That's when you know it's a work. The same thing with that Jade Cargill thing with Bianca Belair. I mean, guys, come on. WWE does not allow that stuff. They will not be shooting back and forth on social media. They won't. If you see something out of WWE on social media, like, don't fall for it. Don't be a mark. Like, it's all by design if it gets out on WWE social media, because they do not allow that kind of thing. Period. So anyway, they're trying to make a deal, but there's no deal made. But obviously they're trying to get him there. And, you know, tickets are at 39,000. So I would say by this time next week, if they're still at 39,000, they're going to up that offer, brother. They're going to do what they can. Also, what do you think of old Jelly Roll?
I got something to say.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have great athletic qualities to be a great athlete. Because one of the things that goes into being a great athlete is winning competitions. You could be the most athletic person when it comes to speed, quickness, agility, and all of that, and still not be a great athlete if you don't win.
So, like you and me.
Screw off, man.
I lost too.
I'm talking
real. Tell me about Jelly Roll. What do you think of this guy?
I loved the slam poetry on SmackDown. I like Jelly Roll better when he was a rapper. Let me just say that. But he's a fantastic promo, and him going back and forth with Kit Wilson, I could watch it every week.
You know what's funny is, like,
they need to keep this program going. I assume The Miz will be involved in some way at WrestleMania in a multi-man, but we'll see.
Well, Dave says the Kit Wilson Jelly Roll match is not at WrestleMania, which could end up meaning, what about this?
Oh, no.
Jelly Roll and Danhausen.
It's got to be.
Versus The Miz and Kit Wilson.
It's got to be.
It could be. It could be. But anyway, that promo, the Jelly Roll cut on Randy Orton backstage, when he was telling him to just do the right thing, I was like, oh, my God. That was the best promo on the entire show. It was the most realistic. It was the most sincere. It was the most believable.
Have you watched Jelly Roll outside of wrestling before? God. Doing speeches at award shows?
I know.
You should not be surprised. No one should be surprised.
Well, anyway, Jelly Roll and Kit Wilson is next week. You know, I don't know what you think about this, but watching that SmackDown show, I've been watching this a long time, and things have changed a lot in the last 30 years. But WrestleMania used to always be that show where, like, you'd know the big top matches well far in advance, and they would build them up and build them up and build them up and build them up. And by the time the day came, it was like, man, these are big freaking matches. And this year's WrestleMania, yeah, we got like 7 matches or whatever we've got over 2 nights. But I watch SmackDown, and every week it's like, okay, clearly they're going to do Jelly Roll and Kit Wilson at WrestleMania. And then, like, they just announced it's taking place next week.
I never got the feeling it was going to be a singles match.
Well, what about...
Like a Jelly Roll single? No.
What about Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov, which they built up for, like, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks? When is Ilya finally going to accept this challenge? Did that not make sense for WrestleMania?
No, I think you're getting a multiple-person match at WrestleMania with guys like Tama Tonga involved.
How many multiple-person matches do you think we're going to have at Mania?
Bro. Probably one on each night for a title in some case. Probably a woman's match for the tag title.
Which we have on SmackDown. Person.
It's not a SmackDown match because the Kabuki Warriors are going to be in it, too. Oh, it's going to be both brands. What? You think that's not true?
No, it probably is true, but my point is...
So it's not a SmackDown match.
That doesn't make WrestleMania all that special. Oh, here's a bunch of multi-person matches.
It's
why would you build up...
It's the same thing they've been doing for like 10 years, dude.
I don't care. I'm pointing out, why would you build up Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes for like 6 straight weeks, and then you announce the match, not even with a week's build. It's like, hey, tonight, we're just going to do it tonight. And then they did it with a clean finish.
Hey, listen, I'm not gonna defend this Ilya Dragunov gimmick where he's having an existential crisis and battling himself so he wasn't taking the title match. I think that was bizarre and weird. But I never thought that they were going to end up in a one-on-one match because they've been interjecting all these other guys like Tama Tonga, Nakamura, all these moving parts into this for months and months and months. Even in the main event scene, Brian, if we really want to go back and look at it, Drew McIntyre and Fatu has been set up since September. It's not the match that we expected we were getting, but it's not like something out of the blue, you know?
Well, it is kind of out of the blue because in the meantime, Drew won the title, defended it for 2 months, and then just lost it back to Cody. I'm sure the show's going to do well. I'm sure, like, both nights are going to do fine. I'm sure people are going to like the show and everything like that. But this does not feel like a build to a WrestleMania. It feels like a build to any other show. Hey, we need to get 8 matches on the show. Let's just, like, do a bunch of stuff. And then 2 weeks before, we'll finally put the card together. But, like, I should have known the Intercontinental title match, the tag title match, the whatever, a long time ago. Should have known the world title match a long time ago, but that changed 2 weeks ago. It's like, it feels like a show where they're throwing everything up at the last second, and you're going to buy it because it's Mania.
You know what feels big? Obafemi and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Because they did a big video package for them. They had the tail of the tape.
Oh, yeah.
We're a month out from this, and they're promoting a tail of the tape between these two monsters.
Oh, golly. So, I hope that match takes place and they don't move it to Raw. I don't like it, Tom. I don't like this. I don't like it one bit.
I mean, they should have promoted Ilya Dragunov versus Carmelo Hayes, especially if they're going to give us that match.
Yeah, with a finish.
I agree with you on that, but I mean, I didn't think that was going to be a singles match at Mania.
And we got this Drew, and is Drew and Fat 2, are they going to wrestle in a scaffold match?
It's got to be some sort of stipulation, right? If it's not, then what are we really doing here? And are we ever going to find out, did Drew kick Fatu's teeth down his throat? Was it somebody else?
No one knows.
I mean, we were speculating it was Randy Orton, and now this is just kind of left out in the open, and they haven't gone back to it as really the impetus for this. Drew hasn't mentioned one way or another.
No, Drew has denied it. Fatu thinks he did it. Yeah, I think so. So, yeah. We should mention this rating story before we get into SmackDown. So, this year is just it's just ridiculous. So, a few months ago, news came out that for the first time ever, more people were watching television streaming than actual television. For the first time ever. And, it was a big story. Everybody was writing about it, blah, blah, blah. And then, last week, Nielsen comes out and says, actually, you know, that's not right. We've done some calibrations, and that hasn't happened yet. More people watch linear television, over the air television, than watch streaming. And so, like, and you know, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but the whole rating system changed because the NFL, which by the way is the most watched thing anyway, claimed that they were being underrepresented. And so Nielsen bows to the NFL. They change everything. It screws up everything. And then we get this new system. And then a few months ago, the new system comes out and says, you know, actually, there's more people watching streaming than watching television. Well, apparently the streaming services like YouTube TV and everything, they're like, actually, no, our numbers, whatever you're doing, our numbers are all way down. Well, now Nielsen says, well, actually, you know, it's more tele... It's a disaster. And the whole point of ratings is for advertisers to pay money for their advertising. And now they don't even know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What in the world is going on?
You didn't hear? You can get iPhone 16e at Cricket Wireless for $0 when you switch.
iPhone 16e for $0?
No way.
Yeah, and it has Apple Intelligence, so you can clean up your photos.
Okay, but what's the hurry?
The offer ends soon.
What they said.
Switch to Cricket and get iPhone 16e for $0 with no activation fee. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Requires new line and port in on the $60 Supreme Unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
A couple of quick things. First off, today is apparently the 25th anniversary of WWF buying WCW. And up on my X right now at Brian Alvarez, I got a link to Death of WCW. You should read that if you haven't, guys. And if you can't read, which is understandable, I've also got a Audible version, which I will read the book to you, audible.com. And if you go to Audible and try the free trial, you can actually get Death of WCW for free. So check it out on my X, or just go to Amazon, Death of WCW. Also link to 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, my other book, which you can grab right now. A lot of good reading that you can enjoy over the next couple of days. And I also just saw the angle where the Sandman was attacked by the Invisible Man. And when I heard that the Sandman was retiring and his opponent was the Invisible Man, I thought, well, you know, that's a good way for Sandman to, you know, not have to take too bad a beating. But I saw the beating that he took at the hands of Invisible. I think he'd be better off with an opponent, actually. But anyway, you can check that out online as well. Tom, take us through this this thing. SmackDown.
Excuse me?
Yeah, like, take us through SmackDown.
You thought this was that much of an abomination?
No, I kind of liked it, actually. It was enjoyable.
As Joe Test did his usual spiel during the opening, Jelly Roll arrived, your new muse, Jelly Roll. However, officials rushed past him in the parking lot. Fatu and McIntyre were in some sort of altercation, like... I don't know if Drew McIntyre crashed something into Fatu's car.
It looked like that, yeah.
The windshield was broken out, and he had pulled him onto the hood. He punched him until he was bloody. And then we hear his voice asking what we thought was going to happen, Drew McIntyre's voice, as he appears in the entranceway. He walks to the ring. Nick Aldis comes out, none too pleased. He had some words for McIntyre until Fatu made a quick recovery. Stormed back in ringside, beat down Drew, tossed him into the steel steps over the announce desk. Then on top of it, the officials tried to drag him away, but he ran back, leapt onto him through the timekeeper's area, splashed him through the desk, and was finally taken away as the crowd chanted his name.
Yeah, it was a fun little angle, but, you know, my only criticism really is they do the same deal multiple times on every show, like, you know, all the security breaks and they're separated. Then one guy breaks out and does something. Like, one a night is fine. You know, it's wrestling. It's a three-hour show. But they did the exact same thing in the main event with Randy Orton. And it just feels like, get some better security or something. Get a taser.
Honestly, if you take a look at the security guys during that main event segment, because I did, they were losers. These were like, they got like
should have been facing the Midnight Express.
Well, come on. Usually they have like indie guys who are workers and have a little bit of size. This was like, they had like the Bang Bros out there as security guys.
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It looked like they had the kids row at Relentless in security shirts trying to hold back Randy Orton. We had the MFTs take on Damian Priest and R-Truth. JC Mateo. Apparently now one of the tag champions tonight, defending the belts with Tamatanga.
They needed a guy to lose.
The other MFTs got involved pretty quickly and isolated Damian Priest. Priest landed a spinning kick to JC, tagged in Truth, who made the Ron Cena comeback. They cut him off. He hit a stunner that allowed Priest to wipe out Tonga on the floor. Truth locked the STF on JC. Solo got in the apron. Talatonga chokeslammed Truth on the apron, but he kicked out at the last second. Then the lights flashed on and off. The Wyatts appeared on the floor. The MFTs met them for a fight in the aisleway. However, Uncle Howdy snuck by. He put the claw, or the mandible claw, on Solo. But JC Mateo saved Solo Sikoa. However, It left him open for R-Truth to hit an attitude adjustment as Damian Priest took out Tala Tonga. And we have new WWE Tag Team Champions, Damian Priest and R-Truth. This long time, this has been built up since their days in the Judgment Day, bro.
It has. I mean, it's like the Sami Zayn thing. It's like, that peak was a long time ago. And out of the blue, Damian Priest and R-Truth are the Tag Team Champions. For no other reason I can figure than people like them. Which I guess is fine. But we're like 3 weeks away from WrestleMania. Like, what's going on?
I don't think that people like the MFTs. I don't know what they think about the Wyatts.
I mean, there's a lot of teams, brother.
At least they like Damian Priest.
They like
R-Truth a lot.
That's nice.
So, Sami Zayn had another existential crisis.
Damian Priest looked like he was told they were losing, and then Truth got the pin. Because I mean, obviously, you know, he was supposed to sell it like he was shocked, but that guy couldn't stop laughing. Like, he's like, "What is happening? Why are we the tag team champions?" It's well, you are. Thinking. Yes.
Sami Zayn is having an existential crisis still. He's doing an interview with Kathy Kelly. He said he's starting to believe that the world he believes in doesn't exist. If you're a good guy, it doesn't pay off. Trick Williams came in and started talking about beating the unbeatable monster Fatu last week. He told Sammy he'd watch him compete tonight, maybe up close, and afterwards give him some pointers, since last week Sammy was threatening to do the same to him.
Looks like old Sammy's on his way to wearing that black hat. Yeah.
That music's coming back. We had Fraxium take on the Motor City Machine Guns. Nathan Frazier ran so fast at the beginning of this match, the crowd started like buzzing. Oh my gosh. They just did a drop kick. But I mean, he was like a rocket running those ropes. Guns got the heat on Axiom as they displayed a little bit more of a killer instinct. Saban seemed a little cockier. This match went through two breaks, so they had a lot of time. Eventually, Fraxium did a rolling catapult into a combo suplex super kick that was great. Saban hit a cross body to both of Fraxium. Then they hit the magic killer and got a two count. Candice LeRae walked out the entranceway. Fraxium hit repeated dives, four in a row. Then inside the ring, there was a little bit of confusion. Candice LeRae punched Nathan Frazier behind the ref's back during a kickout, and possibly also behind Saban's back. However, Alex Shelley seemed to catch it, but didn't alert anybody, and the Motor City Machine Guns picked up the win.
Yeah, I think the obvious thing here is they keep teasing a split, and then they just turn heel.
Fraxium could turn heel.
They could,
no,
but
they just got punched. That'd be stupid.
I think it's probably going to be the Machine Guns.
Why not?
Just need something.
Dude, please, anything to get Johnny Gargano out of planking. Like, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, Tom, am I wrong that, like, 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, he, like, snapped out of it?
and
now he's back again?
Obafemi murdered him.
So that's why he's catatonic again?
Listen, can you imagine you're Obafemi, right? You're the biggest free agent in WWE, supposedly, like, storyline-wise. You go to SmackDown, and you get put in there with Kit Wilson and Johnny Gargano, who's been planking. Or you can go to Raw and face off with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
He made the right call.
Yeah. Randy Orton comes out, takes a seat, talks about the love he receives from the fans. He says reciprocating it is the emptiest feeling in his life. He doesn't want the legacy to be the smiles he puts on people's faces. He wants it to be how much gold he wears around his waist. Puts the blame on Cody for saying Randy needed to be the Viper at WrestleMania, and he is going to win in the main event of WrestleMania.
You know, Dave, last night, I don't think he had seen the main event segment yet, because I recapped this, and I noted that Randy got cheered the entire time, and he said that's because it was a babyface promo. I said, what? Like, he thinks Randy is a babyface. And that they just had to do an angle to set up Cody and Randy, even though they'd already set the matchup.
by the reaction, he's a baby face.
Well, yeah, the fans love him, but he's clearly trying to be a heel. He's supposed to be a heel.
He shoved Jelly Roll, which makes him a baby face in my book. He beat up Matt Cardona, who probably didn't deserve it. But why was Matt Cardona even mad that Randy Orton beat up Cody Rhodes?
I think the bigger issue is that the fans aren't going to boo him, and I think there must be some level of stupidity to think it might happen. We've talked about this for months. They're not going to boo Randy Orton. But he is not supposed to be a babyface. He's clearly supposed to be a heel.
He goes to the back, and Cardona... Well, first of all, Los Garza and Rey Fénix were hanging out, so maybe they're going to do something. Apollo Crews and Cardona hanging out, and Apollo Crews just splits. Cardona confronts Randy about going after Cody. Randy goes, "Don't you have some action figures to play with? You mark-ass stooge, you indie nerd," and then punched him with one shot and told him to stay away. I mean, that's a baby face in my book.
Dude, this guy, I think he was going to say indie geek, because he goes indie nerd. Like, he couldn't decide which insult to hurl at this guy, and he settled upon nerd.
Yeah. Sami Zayn took on Aleister Black. Trick Williams was watching ringside. Him and Sami Zayn got into it, and Sami Zayn got black masked and pinned. Now, the real story of this match is not the action, which is fantastic, because Aleister Black, since he came back, and he just basically does Muay Thai strikes, has been phenomenal in the ring. But the story is that the heel, Aleister Black, was getting cheered while Sami Zayn, the babyface, was making his comeback and getting booed.
And then
Trick Williams,
Sammy,
who is a heel, clearly getting cheered in the babyface role while he's ringside. I mean, I want to say he was instigating, but he really wasn't.
No.
Sami Zayn got in his face.
Should mention, this guy says they're sick of Cody, so Randy's the babyface. No, that's not why. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who Randy's opponent is, okay? Randy is not, at this stage of his career, at this age, going for another title, which he stated he is not going to be booed. It doesn't matter if his opponent is Cody, Lesnar, R-Truth. It does not matter. The fans are not going to boo Randy Orton. They're not.
Nope. Jade Cargill called out Rhea. Rhea came out, begged her to hit her on the spot. Jade left. She said she'd do it on her time. As she left, Mission and B-Fab, who she's been feuding with for like, since the summer, actually, I think since July, came out. Or it's since Jade won the title at SummerSlam. So she came out. Actually, wasn't it before that for the U.S. belt?
Might have been.
I don't remember. Anyways, Mission and B-Fab joined sides with Jade. They are now the Tormentors. They beat up Rhea Ripley. And it's like, it makes no sense, but it's better than what they were doing, jobbing to Jade.
It literally makes absolutely no sense, but such is life. It's a change.
Yep. Solo Sikoa blamed the MFTs for losing. Tama Tonga told him to get rid of the lantern because he's acting like Roman Reigns. And then Drew McIntyre and Fatu were in a rough and tumble fight from the 1700s, gouging each other's eyes. We had that Drag It Off on Hayes match we talked about earlier. Randy Orton and Jelly Roll. The tail of the tape, Kit Wilson and the slam poetry, where Jelly Roll insinuated that he had slept with Kit Wilson's mom. Jeez. Which I assure you is toxic.
It was a very toxic response. Yes.
Yes. But this is about as good of a segment as you could hope for from a entertainer getting involved. So I thoroughly enjoyed that. And we had a title match and the main event segment coming up. And we will get into that after the break.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ball's in your court, brother.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to dribble it all the way to the end as the Irresistible Forces defended the tag titles against the Bella Twins. And they beat up Nikki. Nia gave her Bria Samoan drop off the second that looked like it crushed her. But then there was chaos. Nia was on the floor. She grabbed the belt. She was going to hit Bri with it. Charlotte ran in, got in the way. They all started brawling. The ref threw out the match. The Irresistible Forces stood tall. They gave Charlotte a Vegematic, which is one of my favorite moves. And that was that. And then Randy Orton called down Matt Cardona to apologize to him, to do the right thing, as Jelly Roll urged
Ironically,
him.
He did.
He did, because he hugged him and then kicked him straight in the jimmy. And then he assaulted him around ringside. The officials came out. He kept beating him up. Then he'd have a moment of clarity. And then he'd lose his mind again. He'd hear the voices. He put Cardona's arm in a chair. He stomped it. After contemplating his life choices, and then they chanted one more time as Matt Cardona writhed in the ring, clutching his destroyed arm. And as they took Orton to the back, we see Fatu and Drew McIntyre still fighting on some scaffolding. They both tumble off the edge, but the angle we had was from behind a fence, so we could not see the terrible damage that was incurred to both of them. However, if you tune in next week, you can find out.
What did Large Man keep calling it this weekend? Was it a
Willy? Ding dong.
Dingy? I think it was ding dong. Something even more silly. I could not abide it after a while. Hey, listen, guys. It was fun today. It's fun weekend. We got more fun to come with Observer Radio tonight, as well as tomorrow's Observer Live, the Brian and Vinny Show, and so much more. Check it out at WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com for our YouTube page, f4wonline.com/Apple, f4wonline.com/Spotify, all of the latter three, $9.99 a month. 85 shows every month. And head to Vegas and meet us at f4wonline.com/Vegas over WrestleMania weekend. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.